You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KALW's Julie Kane.
If you live or work in San Francisco, you likely hear this week's mystery sound every Tuesday at noon. It's a sound with its own Yelp page. Average rating, 3.5 stars. Here are some of the reviews.
Without your help, many Tuesdays I would likely be alerted to fill my belly with food, not by a voice sounding strangely reminiscent of James Earl Jones, but by the rumblings of my own stomach.
Needs to be more annoying.
It's become its own sort of entity and local character that people look forward to hearing and even tracking time to.
Think you know what they're talking about? To bring you the answer, I set out on a quest. Here's what I found. It's a little before noon on a Tuesday, and I'm at San Francisco's Department of Emergency Management, right across from Jefferson Square Park in the Fillmore. I'm standing in a room filled with computers and monitors and blinking lights.
What time is it now?
It's 11:53.
That's Joseph Molinari. He works for San Francisco's Department of Technology.
And my main function is to maintain and operate the siren system, the outdoor public warning system.
The outdoor public warning system, better known as the Tuesday noon siren. A way to let San Franciscans know what to do if something seriously bad happens. A major earthquake, say, or a tsunami.
You could announce real time over the microphone that for people to stay out of this area. Or if there was an earthquake and buildings were unsafe, you could tell people to evacuate certain areas.
The system's been around since World War II. Right now, there are 112 sirens strategically located all over the city. The newest one was added in 2014. And every Tuesday at noon, an actual human being clicks a mouse to set off the system.
If it was all automated and there was an emergency, then the person here may not be familiar with the operation of the system.
It's not just city employees who do the Tuesday test, though. There's also a group of volunteer ham radio operators called the Auxiliary Communication Service, or ACS. Molinari says they're a big part of making sure we stay safe.
And they station themselves throughout the city on Tuesday at noon and listen to the sirens. And if they can't hear the voice, for example, or they can't hear the siren wail in a specific area, they report on that. We better let John get in here so that he can... You synced him? Okay.
Okay, so about a minute. It's 11:59. John Del Porto, a central fire alarm dispatcher, readies himself at a computer terminal, hand poised on a mouse.
So right at 45, we go ahead and set the siren off, and then at noon, the siren goes ahead and goes off. So we're now 21 seconds away. Okay, I went ahead and set the siren off.
Number 29er. I was outdoors. Tone in English, loud and clear. No Spanish. KK6AJK, back to that.
I was outdoors at the corner of Bosworth and Diamond Streets.
The cross streets are Francisco and Baker.
I heard one siren to the probably northeast. Both tone and voice were loud and clear. KG6QDJ back to net.
Good afternoon, Jim. This is Alpha Alpha 6 Sierra Foxtrot. My name is Peter Papa Echo Tango Echo Romeo. I am located at 22nd Street and Carolina. I am outdoors. I heard siren number one. Voice message was heard, and the voice test message was understood.
Peter McElmurray, Alpha Alpha 6 Sierra Foxtrot, is part of the Auxiliary Communication Service.
This is the end of report for AA6SF.
We've met high atop Potrero Hill next to San Francisco's original warning siren, siren number one. Normally, McElmurray reports on siren 85 at Scott and Geary.
I live in Japantown, so I report from the balcony of my apartment.
Like many ACS volunteers, he got the ham radio bug as part of his local NERT, Neighborhood Emergency Response Team.
Because the cell phone repeaters could go down, the telephone lines could be down, or they could be clogged up, and we could pass information that would be useful in the event of an emergency.
To use the system, you need a license and a call sign from the FCC.
We can have 20 to 30 people check in on a given Tuesday, and we get used to them. We recognize their voice, their call sign, their name.
Today, McElmurray has a surprise for me. He lends me his radio and his call sign. I get to call in a siren report.
So you press the talk button.
Okay. Hello. I am using control operator sign AA6SF, Alpha Alpha 6, Sierra Foxtrot. My name is Julie, Juliet Uniform Lima India Echo. I'm located at 22nd in Carolina. I'm outdoors. Heard the siren tone loud and clear. We are right by siren number one, and the voice message was heard very clearly, very understandable. It was understood. And this is the end of the report. This is Julie using Alpha Alpha 6 Sierra Foxtrot.
And a special thanks to KALW's Berenice Freedom for her help with that story. A lot of you recognize the sound of the Tuesday noon siren this week. To find out more about what to do in case of an actual emergency, head to our website, kalw.org. Our audiograph winner is Marcelo Colussi. Congratulations! We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. And by the way, the man behind the voice of This Is Only a Test, former longtime KFOG DJ Dave Morey, says the Tuesday noon siren is the best gig ever. But just in case the city wants to try out a new message, he sent us this.
Calm down. Take it easy. Everything's okay. In fact, everything is really good because that was just a test, and obviously the system works. Back to your lunch, San Francisco.
Thanks, Dave. We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt, too. The idea for doing a story about the Tuesday noon siren came from a listener. What's the sound of where you live? Give us a call, 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. Thanks for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.